Loi tuki loho lebraisa kishabo meifalo kol shobish. You have to say the baal is meifed all the time. Liolam nodru di raisa could be known that the ned was cham midi raisa when she met him when she was 11 and a half years old. I, the question was, and as soon as on the rabbonin, hakri mevato the ned of di raisa, the Torah says yes, that since when she made this ned now, she made it al das bailo. So therefore, even though the Kedushin is only with the Rabbanan, still she made the nether al das this Baal, therefore this Baal could be made for the Nedor. Omer Abaye Bai says, Toshma come in here, it says, Kotin Shlo Yiviyo Bei Cyrus. Hakona did not bring, have yet two Cyrus. We have Yuduayme, Ein Truma, Se Truma. If he makes Truma, it's not Chal, he's a Kotin. Even though he's maybe 13 years old, but since he doesn't have two Cyrus yet, he's still called a Kotin, he can't make Truma. If he becomes less than 12 years old, then the truma is nothing. But Misha Bolan is Dorum, once he comes to the age that he couldn't make the Dorum, the 12 year before by Mitzvah, then truma is a truma. Then the truma is chal. So Ragrashi says, Haina Mufla Samach Liish, Shin the Dorum of the Nivdokim, therefore truma is also chal. So what's this machlokes over here? So Rezal's Kesavah, Rabbi Yossi Virsi holds that truma bismanazer di raisa, truma bismanazer is midi raisa. And through Rabbi Yossi holds that this mufos samach liish, he could be mafresh truma. So it's like this: Iyam Rebishtayim mufos samach liish di raisa. If it's a raisa, the gesvora that a boy 12 years old in a month, in a day, could make a nedim di raisa, it's good also gavri di raisa masak and tibul di raisa. It's good why this cut now can make truma. Because midi raisa nedir is chal, it can make truma. Truma is again like a nedir. But early everything you tell me what the rabbanon is on the rabbanon dekalacha. Then also gavur the rabbanon masak and tibul di raisa. If you tell me Rabbi Yisrael the truma bezman is the raisa, so how could this cotton be mafra truma? If you tell me I was nedir was only the rabbanon dekalacha, so the koyach of truma is also like a nedir. How could it be mafra truma if he can't make truma with the raisa? So Mar says, Lord, it's not the pshat over here. I tell you, Kesav Rabbi Yisrael truma bezman is there, the rabbanon, it's only the rabbanon bezman is there. Since we don't have the base of Midrash anymore, it's only after Churban Abayah, it's only the rabbanon. The Kesav Rabbi Yisrael, that's why it could be, even though Mufa Samalish is only the rabbanon, even though his Ned was only the rabbanon, so what? And the rabbanon, though we say, he could be mafra to truma with the rabbanon. So Mar says, that's true, the Kesav Rabbi Yisrael, truma bezman is there, the rabbanon, is that true? For a time you've learned this, but say, we never say the roilam. Vosik says, Asher Yoshua b'sechav Yerishto, with Asher Yerusha Rishon or Shnia Yeshlem, Shlisha Shailem. There's the Yerusha Rishon and Shnia, but not Yerusha Shlishi. Rashi says it means Yerusha Shon and Shal Yeshua, Shnia bin Me Ezri Yeshlem Kleima. The goals of Buchanetza bought the Kedusha Soritz. And how to have a new Yerusha to Mekadosh a second time. Avoshlishes loss of love in Lam Kleima and Yerusha. Leisov Lerisha of Kacha, Dloy bought the Kedusha, Migzeras Akosa. That this man Niyam holds that the second bias, its Kedusha was never bottled. The second Kedusha is even Chal, but mine is there also. That's called after the first Yerusha, you have to have a second one. But you don't have to have a third one. V'yom Rabbi Yechonon, man Tanah, who's the Tanah say the Rebbe? Rabbi Yasi. Say, Rabbi Yasi Shita. So Rabbi Yasi, you see, holds that the second bias, its Kedusha was never bottled. Says, so Truma, but mine is there, but it should be Midiraisa. Rabbi Yasi, the Mor says, Toni lo, v'loi sovalo. Rabbi Yosef Taka learned that way, but he doesn't know like that. Rashi Lahod Rosh Tani Shlisha Sein Lim. Elavadai Bot the Kedusha Soros. True, most Nashi the Rabbanon. True, Rabbi Yosef learned like that, but he himself could be his own sheet is known that even after the Churban Abayas Hasheni, the Kedusha was bought law, and therefore true is only the Rabbanon. That's called Rabbi Yosef Tani law, but Vlai Sovala. And Ochin Amistav is the Svaros to the Tani law like this. Isa Shenituma Yavdo. That chulin and truma got mixed up in it. Nidrash the koyin shenoflu social truma toich pachos imen shechulam. That a little bit of truma the gadol fell into less than 100 times of chulin. It comes the mass is not bottle. Or else when it's chamtsa b'social truma, or else you have sour dough that became chamtsa became sour dough because of a social truma that fell into it. The locher is chayev is bechala. It's like a chayev bechala. V'yein nifselis. Betvuyam, and if Betvuyam touches, doesn't become possible. Different Rabbi Meir. For Rabbi Yehuda, these are words of Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda. However, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Poitra, they say, no, it's Potem in Achala. So Rashi says, Chai Bechala B'Lehemina, we don't say Betruma Poteris Law, the other God, the true man, Achaz Bechala, but the Mas Chai Bechala. My time in Dimu is only the Rabbanon, no, the Midirais the Chal betray bottles. Midirais the time of the Truma's bottle. So therefore, since Midirais is so Chulin, therefore it's a Svaras Chai Bechala.
And then it would have been real truma reporta menachala. But then we all chayevus pechalam, because with the right attack of the truma is bottom arrived. And therefore it's only with the rabbon, and therefore it's chayevus pechalam. And at the end the seller doesn't come possible, but tfuya on the same svara, because with the right of the truma is bottom arrived, doesn't become possible. These are the words of Rameir of Yehuda. However, Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Shimli holds not potra menachala. So what's like this? So Ru is thought like this. They would hold enough memzai number aleph now. So Ru is thought like this. That man, the yomer truma, the uraisa, whoever holds truma, this man is the uraisa, chal is also the uraisa. Or man, the yomer truma, the rabbanon, chal is the rabbanon. So like this, the yomer bishlem, ksav Rabbi Yosi. Chal is man is the rabbanon, it's very good. Is also the mu, the rabbanon, the mafka, chal is the rabbanon, since the chiv chal is only with the rabbanon anyway. And here this the mua, mid rabbanon, this truma that fell in is not bottled, mid rabbanon. Therefore it has the shame truma on it, therefore it's potem in a chala. That's very good, Rabbi Yosi, old, you potem in a chala. But Ella, buddy, if you want to tell me that Chalav Yiraisa, that Chalav Yiraisa Bismanazir, that's a Kashan of Yosi, also the Mood Rabbanon, the Malkah Chalav Yiraisa, how could it be this? The Mood is only the Rabbanon. And as Mid Yiraisa, the Truman that falls into this dough is bottom right. It's only Mid Rabbanon that it's also. It's only Mid Rabbanon that it's Truma. Sakur the Rabbanon, the Katruma, part of the Chi of Chalav Mid Yiraisa. Samar says no. The Duma may be really Kassav Yosi holds that Truma Bismanazir attack is the Yiraisa. And really, the chal is only the rabbanin. So could be it's not totally zebizer. Maybe truma bezmanazer attack is the raisa. The kedusha shniya is not botla, but still chal is only the rabbanin. Why is that? Ukedahad the rafuna bread Rabbi Yeshua. Like he answered back, the yom rafuna bread Rabbi Yeshua. Ashkachtin the rabbanin found the rabbanin the beirav. In the Rebbe's medrash, the yastvi come. They sit down and say like this. That afilu l'man the yom truma bezmanazer the rabbanin. Even one said, "My truma bezmanazer the rabbanin." But chal the raisa. That's what one man the yom said. That chala is not telling kedusha or it's still chayiv in midiraisa. Shere sheva shekiv shere sheva shechoku. There's chayiv bechala, but there's chayiv b'maisa. That's one svara. That the first 40 years the Klai Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, the seven they were conquering and serving of chaluka. So then it was not chala the kedusha yet. So they put them in a truma, but still the chayiv in chala. So you see, chala is not telling kedusha in Eretz Yisrael. It's all the mitzvah is being in Eretz Yisrael. So that's one svara. But it says, Rabbi Huni answered back and said, no, v'yamina lehu ano, I would say like this, that afilu l'man di yama truma b'zman ezer di raisa, even if you want to say no, that truma b'zman ezer di raisa, the gdusha shniya was lay botla. Still, he also swore a chalud rabbonin, chalud could only be mid rabbonin b'zman ezer. That's Rabbi Yosi swore. What's the reasoning? Tatani will learn like this, Iba v'yachim, the apostle says v'yachim, v'yachim by mice, by chalud when you come into Eretz Yisrael. Yochel, everyone thought to say, Mishenichnus Soloshnai, Mishosh Mraglim, and two or three Mraglim come into Eretz Yisrael, right there in the Chayiv and Chala. Talmudem, it says, No, Bevayachem, Loshna Bevias Kulchem, or Mativ, Le Bevias Mitzaschem, that when you Chayiv and Chala, only a whole Klaiyasol, a wave Klaiyasol, is in Eretz Yisrael. The Chayasiknu Ezra, like Kulasolak, when Ezra went up to Eretz Yisrael the second time, he did not go up with the whole Klaiyasol. Therefore, you put them in a Chala. Therefore, could be Rabbi Yosi Taka holds that Bezman is there, Trum is the Yiraisa Taka. Because Dusha Shniya was Leib Botla. Therefore, Trum is Chamed Yiraisa. And just as I saw, the reason why you put them in a Chala over here is because Chala is only with the Rabbanin. Because you need Vias Kulchel to Mechayiv in Chala. Therefore, since in the Rabbanin, the Trum is not Botla, so therefore it has a shame Trum on it. Therefore, no Trum is put them in a Chala, therefore you put them in a Chala over here. But according to this, it could come out that Rabbi Yosi holds really that Trum of Bezman is there, the Yiraisa. He said, how could Rabbi Yosi say before that a cotton, Mufla Samagliash, he can make truma? And Lamar the Pshat is, the Maskon is, the Rabbi that we hold Mufla Samagliash is Midiraisa. That Midiraisa, when a boy, when he's 12 years old, and one day, if he makes a nether and makes truma, and he knows what he's doing, it's Chal Midiraisa. Therefore, it's good what the Bryce before said, that it's Mufla Samagliash, when he makes truma, truma tak is Chal. Even though we hold that truma bizman is there, is Midiraisa. Now the Mishnah says, Moshol, Moshol HaChom B'Isha. That the Chomim spoke about how an Isha develops, and they gave an example like this. That it's called Pogo, then it's called the Boichol, then it's called Vitzomel. These are three stages how an Isha, a girl, it grows. First, Pogo, that means an unripe fig. Then Boichol, that's a fig like its early ripening stage. And then Vitzomel, that's called a ripe fig. So like this, Poga means unripe, the Mishnah says, Oida Tinoike, she's still a young girl, nothing's developed yet.
That's called an like an unripe fig. Rashi says that means shein lo simin loy bedotim. She has no simon, not by her breasts, and loy disars, not by her hair. Then the next thing is a boichel. So Rashi said that's kesheri godik sas, when the priest starts to grow a little bit. So the Mishnah says elu yemei naris. That's the zman which comes to Nara when she's 12 years old till 12 and a half. So Mishnah says bezu bezu by both of them. Omru, that's halacha. It was said that Avia, the father of this daughter, is akoy b'mitzvah Yosef. She finds anything, the mitzvah goes to the father. For ma'isi yodev, if she does any work, the paycheck goes to her father. Or aforis nedorev, she makes a neder, the father can be made for it. That's kol zman she's a Nara. What's going to be tzomal? That's when she becomes ripe. We'll soon see what those simonim are. And then kivun shebogrin, she comes to begeris. That's usually when she's 12 and a half years old. Then shuv ein levi rishus, but then the father has no more rishus over. Then the metzias and ma'is yadayim belongs to herself. Now Ezel simon, what's the sign to say that she's a begeris already? What's the mark? So Rabbi Yosef Liliyoyna Mishiyala Hakomet. Rabbi Yosef Lili says when there appears like a wrinkle tachasadad underneath the breast, like the breast starts to form, like fold over a little bit, like there's a wrinkle underneath the breast. That's the simin of a bageris. Rabbi Akiva Roima Mishayatu Adam. Akiva says no. When they start to hang down, when the breast starts to hang down, that's a simin of a bageris. Benazi says Benazi Yomer Mishayashchem Hapitumas. He says when the darkening of the ring around the nipple, like when it darkens there, that's a simin she's a bageris. Rabbi Yosi Yomer Kadesh Yenoisen Yod Aloiket, like a person puts his hands on the nipple, v'hushakei, and it sinks in, v'shayalachzer, and it slowly rises out again. That's a simen when she's a begeris. That's the simen of Lashon HaMishnah. That's called a tzemel. Now the Gemara says, poga, what's this Lashon of like a poga, an unripe fig? Oida tinoikis, can you say the pasuk says, hateinu chanto pagea, like the fig tree puts four green figs, that's unripe figs. Boichel, the Mishnah says that's the beginning of the ripening stage. Elu yimei hanorim, because it's not like we learned hateinim, these figs misha yavchilu, when they start to ripen, that's the locha, that's when the chayiv maisa misha yavchilu v'yom rav v'alchonim v'yom rav misha yalben roshayim, when the top of it starts to become ripen, the top of it becomes, the tips of it grow white. If you want, mehoch when this pasuk fatik sonav shibehem, that that his soul became impatient of them, of the gam nafsho b'chol b'cholo, and the wadin, his soul also became hating of it. Because loshin of b'cholo, loshin of what ripe, b'cholo bay. Then it says tzemel, command the yoma yotzamaleya, where it says loshin of tzemel, that means that come forth completely. That's like a ripe fig. Then it says, V'yezel simon, v'yezel l'yom mishiyala akomet, when it starts to have a wrinkle over there. Omar Shmuel, so Shmuel says like this, loy mishiyala akomet mamish, not that the mamish appears a wrinkle over there, ela k'dei shetachsa yodeh li'achareh. Burel the means to say, when putting her hands behind her, then veneeros kemishiyala kometakatadad, then it looks like there's a wrinkle beneath the breasts, because that's enough. Because you have to like put her hands behind herself, then it looks that way, that's enough. So more so like this, Shmuel bodik biyamse, Shmuel examined his own slave, for yoyiv lo dalet zuzi, to mei boishtor, he checked her to see if she has simona naris, even though he embarrassed her, so he had to pay her 400 zuz for the embarrassment. Mor says Shmuel, the time Shmuel goes going to his own time, the Yom Shmuel, Shmuel says, Liyolim ben tavoidu, that you always have a right to work with them. It means lavoidu nasatim lo labusha, they want to give them to work and not to give them embarrassment. So if we had to pay them for the embarrassment that he gave them. Something more says Shmuel miyachod lehen. Rashi says it means shivchaisov miyachod lanosh mavodiv. He used to set aside his shivcha to a special slave. V'yena mafkiru mishun boishis. First time mafkiru, not to be mvayishtem, mishun boishis. So rather, used to have each one have their own separate, like a male to live with.
Rav Nachman Machler, and Nachman now changed him around. Rashi says, "Shall zeh bezeh be in a makbid al b'shosan." Nachman was a makbid to mevayish his own slaves, his own shivches. He let her live one night with this every woman of a different effort. Rav Shesh just mosel him liyarver. Shesh give him over to Arver, to the Arovim, to the Arabs. Rashi says, "Mafke shivches l'avoyim." For now, even if they the meaning of the hefker, as long as they became pregnant, they'll have more slaves because of that. For Yomalu, as do with me Israel. You should just tell like his shvachas, be careful not to live with the Jews. As long as they're living with another guy, it didn't bother them. He was a mafka them, the equal was that they should become pregnant, so they'll have more avodim. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Mishnah, and Rabbi Yossi Shir. Tell the last Shir, you put your hands ukits, and it goes in. So we ask the question, my oikits? What does the Mishnah mean to say, you put your hands on the oikits? So Morris says, Omar Shmuel Uksu Shodad. It means like the nipple of the breast. You press down over there, if it stays down a while, that's a simon, she's a Bagaris. Tell her Rabbonim, Eilu Hain Simoni Bagaris. These are the simon that say she's a Bagaris, that she's already Gedola completely, she's 12 and a half years old. And she has these simonim. Reb Lezer, Reb Tzedek Reimer, Misha Yiskashishku Hadodim. When the breast like begin to shake, that's the simon that she's a Bagaris. Reb Yechon Mabruku Reimer, Misha Yachsif Rosh Hachoitim. He says no. When the top of the nose grows white, when it turns white, as kunalo, she's very old. That's not a good age to say she's a begaris. That's a much older stage. And the rat like this, Amar Ravashi, mishiyachsel rosh hachoitim, means when it starts to split. When the rosh, I'm not sure what the rosh hachoitim means, rosh of the nose, when the size of it means mishiyachsel li nokev, kishiru kishimafutsum. Thomas goes back on the dodim over here. Rosh Hachotim Tai says Pirush Kunshus Sofik to Lo Yisparish, doesn't say clear what it means. Tai Zir also means Dumi Didad Gavidad Lekon Afur Shiochim Meshapirish B'Yeswik. So kids, when it starts to split over there, that's the simon to say she's a Bagaris. Rabbi Yossi Yoimi Mishetake for Torah. Rashi says it means Shagod Lukat, it's like the nipples grew wide already. V'yavu Mukaf HaTorah goes around, it's HaTorah. Shiura, that's a simin that says she's a Bagaris. Narab Shimonoima Mishenismayich. Mishenismayich HaKaf means when it grows lower. Rashi says HaKaf means Melamatu Abesarechim by the womb. Kimin Tapua Gavoya. Means over there by the womb where the stomach grows lower, that's also a simin over there to say that she's a Bagaris. There are three simonim that Chom gave Barnisha. Milmato ukinegdo milmalo pogo. On the bottom and on top it's called the pogo. So she's unlike fig above. And if so, that's a simon mistoma. She has no simona lamato rida. I mean, he's going like this. There are simonim l'milamato connected mamala. That pogo milamala, in other words, if she has no breast on top, says, v'yidua shloi hevi yoshtei sirus, we know for sure she has no two sirus. Boichu, we said that's when she starts to develop a little bit. Milamala is v'yidua shloi hevi yoshtei sirus. That's a good simon to say that about that she has two sirus in the bottom, and therefore she's considered a gedola. Samo, that's when the breasts even grow more, fully grown. Milmala, then if you do a shnismaech hakaf, that's a simon that's already by a womb, it started to bend over, lower down, that's even a bigger simon. My kaf, what does it mean? This kaf, omurafuna, mokum tapuach, it's like a mokum, it looks like an apple over there, yesh lamalam, yesh mok, a little above a mokum erva. Kibit shemagadelith, the older she gets, mismaech velech, it grows down, it comes downwards. Nothing more says, Sholuas Rebbe, the Yes Rebbe, Halacha Kedivri Mi, who do we paskin like? What's exactly called the Bagaris? So Sholuhalu, he answered back and said, Kedivri Kum Mahachmi, you have to go according to all of them Mahachmi. In other words, Lechum we go, the one that's more Makel, so right away it's called the Bagaris, the father can be made from the Dorim. Mashenkim is Lechumra, the other way we go Lechumra, the kids and all the Lachas go Lechumra, that she's not called the Bagaris till she has all these Simonim. Now it says, that Rabbi Papa, Rabbi Chanina, Bred, Rabbi Ko, Chad Masniho, somewhere in this memory of the Yes Rabbi, what's the Locha? Nisai Kedivre Kulum Lahachma, this Locha Babageris. But v'chav, the other one, masni achot tzuris. He Rebbe answered that halacha, that halacha is kedivrei kulam, negei to shaila, what exactly is called a chotzer or courtyard of tzuris? We'll soon see what that means. The Tanan, we learn like this. What's called a chotzer of tzuris? Shechayevus b'maisa. That when the parents is brought into this chotzer already, it's called kenisa labayis, it's like kenisa lechotzer, that it's chayiv and trumas b'maisas. So what is called this chotzer, that's kavua l'maisa? It has to be a chotzer kavua, that's watched. So b'shimenei mechotzer hatzuris, that means shakelim nishmar b'taychay. That you can leave your utensils there, that's watched, you're not afraid to be stolen from there. Hadig Mor says, the my chotzer hatzuris, what do we call it? Chotzer courtyard of hatzuris? Rabbi Rabba Barbachon and Rabbi Yechonon, she came b'tzur, because in this place, tzur, Mashiv and Shemer are Pesach HaChotzer. They used to put a Shemer watchman over the door to the Chotzer. So therefore, the kids, everything inside was considered watched, and therefore, Tfuah that came in there was already Mechuyiv and Trumas to Maisers. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says, Kol Shechot Pesach V'yechonon Ptura. If you have, let's say, two doors there, and one person opens and another person closes it, so then you have even the same door. But as long as there's not one person taking care of it, you have two different people, you have two, that's not called the Chotzer Meshtemeres Yodz. In other words, if one person is in charge, you know it'll be watched. But once you have two different people in charge, they can taste this one will take care, that one will take care, that's not called the Chotzer Meshtemeres. Rabbi Nechemiah Aymer, Kol Sheinodim Boish Lecha Batecha Chayebes, a person not embarrassed to eat dinner, it's private, not afraid people will come in, that's already called the Chotzer Meshtemeres, that you chayim Trumas Amaisis. Rabbi Yosiya Mikoshe Nechnosnim Law, whoever walks into the Chotzer, in Imra, they did not say to him, Ma'atum Mavakish, what are you doing here? It's Ptura, that's not called the Chotzer Meshtemeres, you're part of Trumas Amaisis. Rabbi Yuduainer, Shtei Chatzer Zulufnim, you have two courtyards, one inside the other. So Apinimi is Chayevis, that's called watch, that's called Meshtamer. The inside one type is Chayev and Trumas Amaisis, the two is brought in there. But Vachitzoin, the outside one, Ptur is like a part of Trumas Amaisis. Shalwas Rabbi, the Yes Rabbi, Allah Gedivri Mihuz, Allah alike. Malu, he said back to Malach Gedivri Kul Mahachmir, you have to go like all of them, Lahachmir, and this is Shiloh. That whether you're Potter or Chayim and Trumas Amaisis, whichever way you go Lahachmir, you have to be Mahachmir, like Rashi said, Dimyesh Pechad Mikolelo Chayovim, Dimyesham Shomer Chayiv Krabi Shmuel. So if you have only one of these things, you have to go to Chumah to say, Yechayim and Trumas Amaisis. But when you go Lakulu the other way, Enachnaimah, then you say it's only Lakula if you have all these Tanoim. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be Bas Esrim Shana? Let's say a girl is 20 years old. Bas Esrim Shana. Shlo Yavi Yishtei Sarah, she did not bring yet two hairs, B'yaisa Makam. So Loch is Tobi Rai at this age, so she had a Loch like a Katana until now. Because that's the Loch, even though she's 12 years old, but if she doesn't have Shnei Sarah, she's not a Gedailah. But now when she reaches 20, so the Loch is Tovi Rai Shi Bas Esrim Shana. Let her bring a proof that she's 20 years old. Vi Islandess, and that's called an Islandess. An Islandess is called the Gedailah. She's such a lady that will never have Cyrus. So therefore, she has luck like an Islandess, and therefore she has a shame Gedailah right now. But the Loch is Loicheletzis Lemis Yabemis. Since she's an Islandess, there's no Din Chalitza, no Din Yibam. Because the Loch of Yibam is Lohokim Zora. And if she can't have children, she's an Islandess, she's not a Yaledis, there's no Mitzvah Yibam. What's going to be Ben Esrim Shana, a boy that's 20 years old? For Loihevi Shteshas, he didn't bring 2 hairs yet, he didn't grow 2 hairs, but he's a Mokim. Is again, up until now, he was considered like a cotton. But now, Yobi Rai Yishu Ben Esrim Shana, let him bring a proof that he's 20 years old, Shu Ben Esrim Shana. Vusaras, that's called the Saras, a man that, like, cannot have children. That's called a man. And therefore, Loicherlis Miyab, the same thing, if he's the only brother alive, there's no mitzvah Yibn, there's no mitzvah Chalitza, because there's no Kiyim of Lohokim Zora. Elo Dibra Beisil, these are words of Beisil. However, Beishamim and Beishami says no, Zeb Zeb Ben Ishmoinim Esrim, he is not 20 but 18 years old. When the girl or boy becomes 18 years old and they have no Cyrus, then they have a luck like an idleness, like a Cyrus. Rebbe Lezer Weimer Hazocha Gedivra Beisil, Hazocha Taku is at 20 years old. The Yanakeva Kadivra Beishamai, but Yanakeva is not 18 years old. She Isha Mamaheras Lovi Lifnehish, because the Isha has Simonim faster than a man does. Therefore, by an Isha, if she doesn't have Simonim by 18, she's called an idleness. And a man, if he doesn't have Simonim by 20, then he has luck like a Saurus. So he has luck like a Godol at that time. We will see some machlekes when it comes to Gedolah Mafreya or not. How the Gemara says, we're minu, I have a question. It says, Echad li ben tisha shonim v'yem echad, v'yechad li ben esrim, shlehei v'shtei Cyrus. Has the same halacha, whether he's 9 years old or 20 years old without Cyrus, he's still called like a cotton. So you see here, even though he's 20 years old, he's still called like a cotton. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchok, Amar Rav, v'ushanol d'boy simoni Cyrus. So that's what our Mishnah says, when he's 20 years old, he's called the Soros, and Lachal of a Godol, that's only if he also has Simoni Soros. Like Rashi says, I'm a Feroshim Baruch, it means Kol Shem Besorim, Moit Tevel, he doesn't sweat, when he Kishur Rechitz, or Sar Relok, his hair is a little bit weak, or Besorim Machlik, and his skin is very smooth. So if he has these Simonim, and now he becomes 20 years old without Cyrus, that's when our Mishnah is talking about, they say he has luck like a Saris. But if he doesn't have the other simonim, that's the price, even though he's 20 years old, he still looks like a cotton, then test. Omar Rav, so Marin says now, Omar Rav, they can never bring your proof forth, the Tanya says in the Mishnah, Vu Saris, he's a Saris Shmamino. Mashman that he has already these simonim. Now the Gemara says, a sol v'chiloi nodoloi simonim saris, a person does not have any of these simonim, his skin is not smooth, sad kam, until how old can he become, that we still say it's called a cotton, like when does he become a godel? So Tony Reb Chiyad Reif Shneisim, until most of his years pass by, usually we say that's 35. Kiosk lekaim with the Rabbi Chiya, we came in front of Rabbi Chiya, I kochish omlu avruya. If he was a weak person, we said, if he was skinny, like, let him become fat. I bori was a fat person, omlu achushe, become weak, become skinny. Ta'ani simonim zimna diyosim machmes kechushai, zimna diyosim machmes briyusa. So a person came to me when he's 20 years old, didn't have simonim, like he was telling me if he was too fat, like lose weight, or he's too skinny, gain weight, because sometimes because of this loss of weight, of gain of weight, that could cause him to have these simonim. That could cause the simonim to come. Omar Rav, Hilchasa Bekula Pirka, what's the luck of the Sapirka and Mies Lies? In other words, Rashi says, what's called like 13 years old, or what's called 20 years old, not from Rosh Hashanah time, but nice lays from the time that he's born. He has to be alive 20 years from his birthday to the 20th year of that birthday. Not from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. V'yul, kulafir meis lays. V'ul omar de tenan tenan, we learned, but learn tenan, we did not learn like this. No, not every case is like this. Certain cases, yes. In certain cases, no. Rashi says, "Heicha that nan yemechod going bas shalishon v'yemechod kul de mastisim bar misef v'toni bas esrim shleiv v'shtei sirus to osim leibinen esrim shleimim." And when she nichnasu yemechod b'shon esrim, we'll soon see. It's more like this: bishlei melula korn tula haynu v'toni hocho yemechod. Here it says 20 years in one day, it means a complete 20 years. V'ocho leketon doesn't say complete 20 years. So it's good to chilek one, you need 20 years and one not. El Larav, listening, let it say it all over, Yemechot, according to him, it's always Meis Leis. V'yoy Tony Reb Yosef Bar Kippur. V'yoy Tony, learn like this, that Reb Yosef Bar Kippur, Reb Mishum Reb Loza, that Shnas Esrim, the 20th year, Shiyotzim Imenu Shloshim Yom, with 30 days passed by, and the Zim is 20th year, and 30 days went by, Harei Kishnas Esrim, the whole of the bread, that's like you lived 20 complete years already. The chen hara Rabbi Blud, that's why Rabbi also passed in the Lud, that Shnas Shemayn Esrei, the 18th year, she yotzu menu shleshim yom, nurse, he had 17 years completely, and now he has 30 days in his 18th year, has already kishnas Shemayn Esara, the chal devre, still like his 18 years old completely. So again, you see certain times you do not need to complete 18 years, that's enough 17 years and a month. So Bishlai Malarit the Rebbe Ud Rebbe Yasi by Kippur Lakash is no stira. Hoke be Sham Hoke be Silla, one goes 18, one goes according to 20. El Rav Kash, according to Rav, it's a Kasha. That Rav says at all times you have to have Mies Lies. So that's a Kasha, you see, you don't have to have Mies Lies. So you see, 30 days is enough of the last year. So Marin says, really, Tanoi, it's a Machlokes Tanoi. The Tanoi learn like this. Shona Mur Bekodshim, that's what it says, the Kabonis, how old it is. Or al shana mur v'boti or ichoimo, or al shtei shonim shebesod achuzo, or al shei shonim shebeved ivri, v'chein shebeben v'chav shebevas, kulum eis leis.
the rule goes based on the birthday, exactly when they're born, whether it's 1 year, 2 years, 13 years old, goes according to Meis Leis. Hamur Shana Mur Makotshim. You know how you know this? Amar Rav Acher by Yaakov. Amikon the pasuk says Keves Ben Shinosoi. Means Shinosoi Shaloi. Go boss his year. How old this Keves is? This limb is. Shana Shemini Olam. No go boss the year or Rosh Hashanah. It's not totally in the year or the day of the year, but his birthday. Shana Mur Mabati Arichayma. That we say the first year you have a right. That you have 1 year to redeem it back, and afterwards you can't get it back anymore. Minolo na makro, atoim shnas memkoroi. Means memkoro shaloi, the year that you sold it, when it finishes the year that you sold it, that's it. Then you can't redeem it anymore. But veloi shnas shemin oilam, and ongo boss of the minyan oilam, the boss of the years, of the date of the month of the years. Shonim sheb steachuza, we say by steachuza, that if you moicher a stay achuzo, a mut, you can't redeem it before it's less than 2 years. You have to wait till the person eats lokech, eats in the first 2 years, then you can redeem it back. How do we know that? Stay achuzo minol, no, the Kodah Pasuk says, the mispar shnei tfuas yimach lecho. The mispar mishat moicher shalish tfuas v'shtei shanim. You don't go boss of the crops of the year of Rosh Hashanah, but you go boss from the time you sold it 2 years later, those first 2 years, you cannot redeem it back only afterwards. Skits we see here, we go boss of the minion of the Shnas Shaloi, and not boss of the Shnas of the minion Oilam. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on to the next tape.